What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph number 34. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm very appreciative of the time that you're giving me to listen to this. I guarantee you that I pour my heart, my soul, and my mind into these podcasts. Everything that I do within this podcast, whether it be the contemplations, which are just me, or the conversations when I interview somebody else, all of them are designed to help and encourage you and people all around the world by giving them real life examples of other people, showing you that you can leave your undesired jobs behind to pursue a career that you love, give back to others along the way, and that more than often we set our goals much too low, thus selling ourselves short. So that, in a nutshell, is what I'm trying to do with all these podcasts. There's 4 episodes a week, 2 conversations, which are the interviews, and 2 contemplations, which are just me. The contemplations are anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, relatively short, and the conversations, the interviews, are 30 minutes. So if this is your first time here, now you know what the podcast stuff is about that I'm doing. You can check out all these podcasts on christophlewis.com/podcast or literally any major podcasting app. You can find me on Instagram at christophlewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. You can find that on christophlewis.com/book challenge. I'm reading 1 book a week. And frankly, I coined myself as a bad reader, and I'm not. It's bullshit. I'm not a bad reader. I just was uninterested. I was reading books that I couldn't give a shit about. And now I want to learn. I had this epiphany in my mid-20s that I wanted to learn, that I actually loved to learn. I found podcasts. I found reading. All that shit existed, but I didn't know it in the kind of manner of how much I enjoy it now. So I encourage you, if you don't like reading, if you don't like podcasts, well, you're listening to this one. So if you don't like podcasts, thanks for listening to this, because that means a lot. Wow. How cool is that? I'm kidding. Jokes aside, this is serious shit. If you don't like learning, then you probably aren't reading the right stuff. You're probably not listening to the right stuff, following the right people. So I encourage you to step outside of your comfort zone and start reading. Find some books on some topics that you enjoy. If you have an issue finding things like that, I'd be more than happy to help you on Instagram. Find me there and I'll walk you through it. I'm literally on a mission to make reading cooler. And that is awesome to me. So I will help you. Last week, I read Tribe by Sebastian Younger. I have the write-up in Instagram. I have the write-up on the book challenge online. And this week, I'm reading Addicted to the Monkey Mind by J.F. Benoit. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 77 with Ryan Williams, the great and powerful man himself. I had such a great time speaking with him. He opened up his mind, his soul, and his entrepreneurial spirit to me and all the listeners. And for that, we are just highly appreciative. And I loved digging into his brain and just seeing what, you know, everything. I'm not gonna spoil it. You gotta listen to it. It came out yesterday and it's awesome. So check it out. So today I'm gonna speak with you about, listen to this. So let's get into it. All right, listen to this. One of the greatest things I've learned in hosting 111 episodes is to listen. 111 episodes, you say? That's one of the greatest things? Absolutely. I was like, how do I make the podcast better? There is one variable, undoubtedly, that you can change and tweak to make the podcast better, and that's me. So I had to dial it back, and I had to learn how to listen even better. I listened to all my episodes many, many times over, and it's, I kind of talk about it like if you've been in sports, your football specifically, you watch your footage, right? Probably any sports, but in football, I definitely know you watch the plays, how you can run it better, you analyze the other team. Well, I analyze myself by listening to my podcast. So quick tangent, whatever you're doing in your life, don't be afraid to analyze yourself and look for feedback. Almost every time somebody reaches out to me, I go, please tell me how you feel about the podcast. And when they do reply, I'm very appreciative of that. So we're getting back on track now. As you're listening to somebody, it can be easy to grasp on the very first thing that they say, and you can want to immediately reply. So when that happens, is what's happening is that you inadvertently tune out the rest of what they continue to talk about. This is one of the first things that I had extreme difficulty with as a podcast host. So do you even remember some of the first things that I've talked about? And could you recite that to me right now if we were looking at each other face to face? If you're having trouble with that, then I encourage you to apply what I'm talking about right now to the rest of the podcast. And if you're not having trouble with that, sweet. I'm stoked for you. Pound that out, dude. That's awesome. I'm really excited for you. But this is my personal hack that I'm about to share with you. Hack is kind of an overused word in late, but if you don't have a paper in front of you and you're meeting somebody and you're talking to them in person, you're in a meeting, you're at work, you're in your personal life, you're at a party, all of these things are very important so that you're not a boring person and people just think they're talking to the side of a barn. So what I do is when somebody starts talking, number one, if I don't know who they are, I try to remember their name and I just practice new people who I talk to, remember their name. And I want to remember that. And when I get to the end of the conversation, I want to finish with saying, thank you, Brian, or thank you, Shelly, or thank you, whomever I just met. So that's one of the things that you can start with first. But for me, for example, when I'm hosting a podcast, so if you listen to the podcast or any podcast, people talk for a while. They talk to anywhere from 30 seconds to a couple minutes, and I have to be able to speak to most of the things they say. If you listen to the podcast, sometimes I miss a few things. I'm not perfect, but what I'm working on is what I'm going to share with you right now. So essentially what happens is the first sentence or the first idea, the first thought that comes out, I literally only latch onto one noun in that thought or that sentence. So pick whatever noun you want, person, place, thing, that's going to help you remember that idea, that sentence. And then as the next sentence or idea goes, or a next thought, I latch onto another one. So they might be talking for 60 seconds and they might say three things or three sentences or three ideas, three topics, whatever. I don't care what the variable is, but three partitions. So three ways you can break it down. Got it? Three. God, I love having fun doing these. I mean, I don't want them to be boring. You gotta have some fun doing this shit, right? So three things. You latch onto one for each of them. And then when it's your turn to talk, because you don't want to cut people off, right? That's bullshit. So when it's your turn to talk, then you know you have beaches, you have motorcycles, and you have whiteboards. So you know beaches, and then you remember the rest, and then whiteboards, you remember the rest, and motorcycles, you remember the rest, or whatever it is. That might not be easy for you, or this might have just hacked your brain apart. So hopefully that helps. As I said, I don't want you guys to miss it. Like, don't cut people off, hear people out. If you're having a normal conversation with somebody at work and they ask you how your weekend was, this happens to me every Monday, and I think it's awesome. I love when people ask because they're so friendly. But somebody asks you, say like one sentence or two sentences, and that's it. And don't just go on and talk about your life. Turn it on them, ask them, and then when they say a couple sentences, remember what they said in the first sentence. I want you to practice this tomorrow. Remember what they said in the first sentence, and then repeat that back to them. Be like, oh, that's cool, you took your kids to soccer practice. And then you can go on about it and be like, how long have they been playing soccer? So essentially, you're talking about them, and people love when you talk about them. And no, we're not manipulating people, we're just being a good listener. This is a very great human characteristic to really work on and fine-tune, to listen, be able to reciprocate and articulate yourself properly. So work on that. Work on the first sentence. And when you get comfortable repeating first sentence, second sentence, third sentence, and then complete thoughts and ideas from all of these people that you're talking to, and work on it tomorrow, then work on it in a couple days, and then pretty soon you'll be able to work on it every single day. So that's it. Short and sweet. Nothing too crazy. We're latching onto nouns and individual sentences or ideas or thoughts. And then at the end, we recite the one or two or three nouns. And then we know that's a keyword. Ping, motorcycles. Oh, he went on a motorcycle ride on da 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 da. This is what I should say on that. And so on and so forth. I hope that makes sense. It works for me. Like I said, it's just lots of practice. And if you're not great at this, that's fine. The more you do it, the better you'll be. It's been 111 episodes now, and I still have a ton of room for improvement, but I've come very far, and it's about the progress. It's not about perfection. Like I said, if you have any questions, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, and I will be more than happy to talk to you about it. And even more so, if you ever have an issue or a suggestion for the podcast, I'm more than willing to take it. But if you have an issue, have a resolution. Don't just come bitching to me. That's bullshit. Don't be that guy or girl. I'm gonna put up five fingers in your face, and I'm gonna tell you to turn around and reanalyze yourself, because we're here to build each other up. And I don't give a shit if that sounds lame or not, because I'm sick of shit sounding lame. Like, and I don't care if helping people sounds lame, because if you think that's lame, you are lame. It's that simple. Building each other up, helping people out, like being a team, that's badass. That's the badass shit. Reading books is cool. Building each other up is cool. Being a good leader, being a good follower, all these things are cool. Forget all that hate and nonsense out in the medias. That's bullshit. This is the shit we need to focus on right here. And you don't need to agree with all of it. You don't need to agree with any of it, frankly. But hopefully you could take some things from what I've said and you can formulate your opinions better, right? So that's not what we want. We don't want to just listen to one outlet and just believe everything they say and just, you know, repeat everything they say. You want to take things from all over the spectrum and then formulate your own opinion. You don't need to be all the way to the left. You don't need to be all the way to the right. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is just what works for me is what I said. That's it. It's short, simple, and sweet. It's not too complicated. I hope it at least helps maybe get you off the ground and moving in the right direction to be a better listener. Don't interrupt people. Try to remember their names. Sandwich their names at the beginning and the end of a conversation and remember a noun from each thought, sentence, or idea. If you like these, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis and on iTunes, rate 5 stars. That would be super helpful. The most important way to spread the word for free is to just share this podcast with a friend. I'd be really appreciative of that. So as I say, thank you so much for listening, but please don't only listen, apply this stuff. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of the books, a book a week, a book a day. But if you don't apply a single thing of it, it means nothing. Knowledge is half the battle, absolutely half the battle, and application is the other half of the battle. All right, my friends, have the best day ever.